So up to the bracha of Shloish Sani Oved, and following 2 weeks ago, we talked about the concept of Shloish Sani Goy, that Shloish Sani Goy is a bracha that in the negative, and it's in the negative, is because we thank Hashem for not allowing us to fall trap into the, let's call the klipas, or the environment and the influence of the guy, of the stranger amongst us. Who is that stranger? The ultimate stranger is our own Yetzer Hara. And so we talked about the fact that the moment we get up, that we should try to at least start off the day with the aspect of Shloish Sani Goy. So we kind of foreshadowing our next bracha of Shloish Sani Oved. And we're going to see also why it says Shosana Isha. Obviously, we'll talk a little bit about what the concept of the Baruch Hashem Shekirat Sarna is. But we have to start off with the same question we had last week. Again, why is it Shloish Sani Oved? Right? Why should it be the Namikan of it? And it's very appropriate because we know that we're in the parshas of Shema Yisrael Boy. We're talking about the time of Yitzhak Mitzrayim with the parshas of Peshalach. We're talking about when the Jewish people went out of Mitzrayim. So that's a very good place to understand what it means to be an Eved or Shloish Sani Eved. That we should not become, get out of Mitzrayim, get out of being a slave. And we know the famous Gemara, we say this every night by the Pesach Seder, V'chol Dor V'dor Chayv Adam Liros, as the Atzma Kilo Yoytzim in Mitzrayim. So the Eilas Talmud says that this aspect of that the whole over the Chayvon Lewis Atzma, like you went out of Mitzrayim. Every generation you go out that you want to go out of Mitzrayim. This, the whole over there, is that Akash Baruch took us out of Mitzrayim, mibase avodim. Right? And we have to understand this. Because that every day we got out of the aspect of avoda, the Eved and the Mitzrayim. Now, as Lashon Rabbim says, that the chol dor v'dor chayv adam liros as atzma kilo ba'atzma yetzata mishibud. Should never, hold on 1 second. Sorry about that. My wife's actually on a flight on the way to go to Menachem Oval with Crystal. So we're doing double duty tonight. But, The concept of the chol dor v'dor chayv adam liros is atzma kilo ba'atzma yotza. This is the lashon of Rambam. Meshubat shenem of aso hatzim esham. That we have to take us out of self. We have to see ourselves as going out of Mitzrayim. So we know enough about the concept of going out of Mitzrayim that we understand that there's two parts of going out of Mitzrayim. There's the leaving the Mitzrayim, and there's the getting the Mitzrayim out of us. And what we call an eved, we are influenced by the outside world. So let's just say even the fact that we may be avoided being Shloish Sani Goy, but we might not have been able to escape the what's called the Eved, the Avdus of this world, the slavery of this world. How many things we're slave to, that's part of going out of Mitzrayim. And it's really interesting if you realize that, I don't know if we ever like thought about it in these terms, The first says of Dibras, Anoich Hashem Alekecha Asher Tseisri Me'eret Mitzrayim. That makes sense. Hashem took us out of Me'eret Mitzrayim. That's a big thing. That's a big zach. That's huge. But it doesn't end there. It says, Umi Beis Avodim, and from the house of slavery. And by the way, every time we say Bruch Zamazim, what do we say? Ba'al Tseisri Me'eret Mitzrayim. Upi Desanim Beis Avodim. So what's this aspect of this Mitzrayim, and there's also Beis Avodim? What's the second level of slavery? Of being ben eved versus the concept of leaving Mitzrayim. And we see that there's two things. So the Sfas Emes is very busy with this. And he said that there's two things that happen here in Mitzrayim. There's of course the aspect of getting out of Mitzrayim. Now Mitzrayim, the word Mitzrayim actually means Meitzer, like to constrict or to be like in border, like Meitzer Yam. Because the first thing we have to do is we have to get out of Mitzrayim. We have to get out of the outside influence and the actual Shiba of Mitzrayim. But then there's an aspect of Pidasim Beis Avon that we have to get out of the concept that we are slaves. Right? There's a famous concept called the Stockholm Syndrome where famously someone got kidnapped and they ended up becoming part of the kidnappers. right? Because they got so influenced, they were part of the same. They took on the persona of their captors, right? So many times we have this issue when someone is a slave, right? Or someone is told that they're nothing, they actually start believing that. So when we talk about slavery, there's many times of slavery. There's a slavery from actual slavery, being sold as a slave. And then there's slavery from things in our life that we are slaves to, even though we didn't never expect them to be the things that control us. And sometimes our slavery is a slave into what the world expects of us, even in the terms where it's not true or it's not accurate into what's good for us. So we give up our own freedom for a place in society. We give up our own freedom for a place in the community. We give up someone's own freedom for a place in family. So the base of Vadim that we have is the concept of Mitzrayim, that Mitzrayim restricted us. But we also have to believe that we're beyond that. Now, the ultimate slavery we have is believing that our whole life is controlled by faith. Well, right? Whatever happens is because. So we're now looking to that there's someone else that is in control. But the reality is that, you know, no matter what happens, it's what we call teva, we call nature. This is a natural world and we can't get away from it. So if we put ourselves in that position, so even if we are let out of Mitzrayim, but we assign a letting out of Mitzrayim to this is what happened. Hashem, you know, this is the way of the world, you know, society's cycle in and out. And when we look at that, so then we are still might have gotten out of Mitzrayim, but when we put them in base of other, we weren't redeemed from the house of slavery. Right? As we know that Avram was told by Hashem, right? Go out from where? From outside your tent. Go out from astrology. Why? Because astrology said that you're never going to have a child. Hashem says, go out from what's restricting you. Go out from the natural world, from the teva of the world that says that you can't have a child. Because you're Klal Yisrael. You're Avram. A mazel be Yisrael. There's no astrology when it comes to Jewish people. You have something that's called better than being subjected, right? Being in the whim of teva, of nature. Someone that's subject to the whims of nature is a slave to nature. He doesn't have the freedom to go beyond that. Whereas Hashem says, go out of that. You know how you go out of that? You become, I'm going to make you a child, a ben. You go out of nature and you pick me, Hashem. So then you become, free from nature, from teva. So, and that's what we call ben. So, we see that the whole time that the Jewish people were in Mitzrayim, they were meshubit to Beis Avodim. What does that mean, they meshubit Beis Avodim? That they the whole savior, the whole reality in life was, this is how it is because this is the way, how goes a teva. This is the way of the world, right? You have people that are more dominant and people that are less dominant, and we're stuck in here, and nothing's going to save us. Until what happened, they realized, wait a second, we have someone to cry out to. We have someone to cry out to Hashem. Now, where is this aspect that we become more than the slaves or avid of Hashem? We come beyond that. So we know that there's a famous, we say this all the time, Hamavir Bonov, Ben Gizei Yamsuf. Hamavir Bonov, we came over as a ben, as a child. Like when we talk about Rosh Hashanah all the time. We talk about Rosh Hashanah that, every person, we say this after every tekiah, right? Treat us like a son, or treat us like an eved, right? Treat us, give us, if what's the, right? What's the concept of, if we come to you like an eved, if we come to you and our relationship is like you, Hashem, okay, look, you know, you gave us something in this world, so you create us, so we're obligated to you, we're indentured to you, so we're slave to you. So then, good, fine. So then, at least, okay, treat us like a master. That's great. But we say, what's it? Oh, we're more than that. We're a child. We're a ben of you. We're beyond that. We're beyond what's the regular teva of the world. right? The Nisim of Kriyas Yantzib, this week's parsha, by the way, why it's so appropriate, we're talking about it. Right? The Nisim of Kriyas Yantzib is that even the Shivcha ben Buzi saw more at Kriyas Yantzib than the greatest Nevi'ah. What is that? Is that the revelation of that when we are willing to be, when we break free of Eved, when we break free from avdas, from slavery, and we become banim l'makom, we become chosen to makom, so then we have the ability to have what's called nisim. What's nisim? Nisim are this teva unrevealed, right? The biggest nace, the miracle in the world is teva, nature. Like the how in fact nature works is an unbelievable miracle, but it's hidden. It's helam. The ha'olam, the world is helam. It's hidden. Right, Nisim is this is that we reveal the amazing aspects of the world. The only way we could do that, we have to break out of our own avdas. So there's an aspect of avdas of a space, right? We're restricted, we're put in a trap. There's also an avdas in our own minds, our own timing of things, our own aspect of what our relationships are. When we break out of that, when we say Shaloya Sani of it, Baruch Ata Hashem, Shaloya Sani of it. What's that? Hashem, you didn't make me an Evet. You did not make me into someone that something that is this that I'm restricted by. I had the ability to break free from that. That's a tremendous bracha. That's a tremendous blessing. By the way, this explains a one second, I just want to say one thing. Where is this? Yeah, this explains the concept of, there's a famous concept, it's in the Gemara Osim Sachem. It says, Kashim is Zoynasa Shal Adam Kriyas Yantzev. And Kashim is Zvugim Kriyas Yantzev. There are two things that are as difficult as splitting the sea is Parnasa, Mazonas, Parnasa, and it's zivik, the proper shidduch, right? Now, what's that talking about? What's that talking about? That's talking about a situation where it's harder to split the sea, or harder to make a shidduch, is when we approach like an evet. When he approaches that our parnassa is totally in our own hands, it's the only way we're going to get parnassa is with our own good hard work and our own good, you know, smarts and our own like ideas and concepts. So then go try to split a sea, and to try to understand that the match should work out, that A should marry B and it should all be rosy and perfect and romantic, and everything is a romantic notion that enslaves us to the realities of the rest of the world. Versus if we ourselves, right, if we ourselves are able to, if we ourselves are able to understand that, you know, how you make parnasa, do you know how you work on becoming that your beshert, that your zivik is really olah yafa, as they say, goes up into beauty, is because when we connect to something more, as the Gemara in the Saita says, I think it's Saita, I'm pretty sure, right, that there's three partnerships in the, right, Ishvi Isha. When does Ishvi Isha work? When there's a yud from the Aleph Yud Shin and the hay from the Isha. When there's a yud and a hay, when God's involved in that, when there's a partnership, you make banim, you make children. How do you make children? Not by being, by an Evet. Evet doesn't make children. But a partnership makes it. A going beyond who we are, going beyond what enslaves us and one things. So one of the things I tell people when they get married, then, you know, as a chassid teacher, is that, you know, this is pretty obvious, but it's still important to explain. You said that you want to know how you create another human being. It's when you give of yourself to another human being, though, and the other person gives of herself to you as another being, that creates children. That creates bonim. A slave's mentality is that I'm in it for myself. I have nothing else there because if I don't do what I do, the master's going to beat me up. A free person understands that the more I do for others, the more I create opportunity. the more greater my opportunity is, the greater. So Shalaya Sani of it is that don't be a slave, not just slave to the Egyptian taskmaster. Don't be a slave to your own thought processes. Don't be a slave to what the world tells you is right. When you understand that freedom is beyond this, that. Freedom is not just going with the social norms. Freedom is not just going with whatever someone says is the fashion of that day, or whatever said in the, you know, what ideas are considered fashionable this moment. Freedom is that I have the ability, and this, by the way, this is why the Torah is called Lashon Cheiros, the Luchas are Lashon Cheiros, the Lashon of freedom. Well, because the Torah gives us the ability to think on our own, the ability to say what a marriage is, what a sanctity of marriage is, without starting to figure out all these tumble sauce to figure out who's a man and who's a woman and what's a good marriage and everything. The freedom is as simple. It's a freedom of that this a man is a man, a woman is a woman, and they have beautiful roles together and they create bondum. And we don't do enough to understand how powerful it is, the creation of something beyond ourselves. It's the only thing that's beyond nature. But everything else is like within nature. We could do this, we could figure out something. It's unnatural that by me giving up something and my wife giving up something, that creates another whole being. That's only way that works is when you're cheres, when you're free. That's bonim atem l'Hashem. So we say shaloy asani oven, where we're going to enter in and we understand that when we go into Yamsuf, yeah, if we go with the approach of that zvugim are all our own shtalas. By the way, the Vilna Gaon, it's not a well-known Vilna Gaon, it's maybe not as popular. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't do any effort. But the Vilna Gaon said that there's when it comes to shidduchim, it's all like nisim. It's all, there's no shtalis. It's not like nature, natural. It's just whatever, right? It's going to come about beyond our own control and everything. It's hard to do sometimes. People don't realize that. But we know one thing for sure. We know that there's tefillah. So don't approach the Yom Tov as an event. And Evan approaches the Yamtza and says it can't be split. And Evan approaches the Yamtza and says the same way I can't change, right? I'm not in control of my thing. How could a water split? Right? The water is a slave of Hashem. Why should it be able to split? So kosher, then it becomes kosher. How could I make parnasa, right? How could I make parnasa if this other person next door to me is taking away my parnasa? Right? So if you approach this in the concept of avdus, it's impossible. But if that's kosher, mikriyas yamsuf. The same way you can't split a yamsuf, you can't make good parnasa, you can't make shidduchim. But if you approach it with the concept of what eved is really is, what's a true eved? Eved mulli, what we call eved is a full eved. An eved that understands that I have a job to do. My job is to do this because of kosher bracha made me want to do the job. And when I break through that, and when I give a bracha, shaloy asani eved, eved, by the way, shaloy asani eved to the rest of the world. The positive connotation of this, but I am an Eved Hashem. I am a Eved Hashem. So then, splitting the sea is as easy as anything else. And if you look at the word Eved, the word Ayin, if you spell out the word Eved, Ayin Yud Nun, Beis Yud Tav, and Dal Amud Tav, is the same Kamacha as Kriyas Yamsuf. Because if you I'll go with the approach of the old Eved, the Eved of the world, which says that, oh, you don't have control over everything. You don't have, the master is nature. The master is yourself. The master is what limits yourself. Yes, and you approach the Yom Tov, you have no chance. But if you do the Eved Mole, the Eved of the full Eved, which means Naksim by Melech, who jumps into the river and says, Hashem is my, I'm the Eved of Hashem. So you could tell me that I can't do this? Well, what's your complaint against me that I can't do this? By the way, the Yamsuf split because it's the bones of Yosef. Why? Because Yosef was put into a position where Potiphar's wife seduced him and chased after him. It was almost impossible for him to refuse. But he's still overcoming. So the water said, why should I overcome my natural tendencies? Why should I have to overcome my natural tendencies? This is natural. The natural water is for the flow. They saw the bones of Yosef. Wait a second. Yosef overcame his natural tendencies. His natural tendencies to flow. If he overcame them, then for him, I have to split the sea. I have to overcome my natural tendency. So an Eved that understands that when I overcome the slavery of the things that hold me back, that hold me down, that push me away from accomplishing, and connecting to something more than myself, connecting more to Hashem, to be truly free, to pass through the yamsas and get to the Torah, the freedom of Torah, right? If I do that, then I'm limited by the you know, parnasa, and I'm limited by how I'm gonna make a shidduch and how I'm gonna look in the community. But if I understand that Eved, my purpose in life is Eved, is to deny the Eved of the natural world, deny the slavery of what the world has enslaved us, has minimized us, and minimized our abilities, and minimized our talents based on boxed in education, a boxed in realities. But we break through that, we literally break the chains of that and said, no, the Eved is the Eved, the true Eved is Eved Hashem. I come mole, I come to Kriyas Yamsuf, I split the Yamsuf, it's easy. That's why the Eved, the Gematria Eved, mole, full, complete, is the same as Kriyas Yamsuf. Right? So we see this. Now, the way we are enslaved has different connotations at different situations. For example, we have a situation where we understand that we're enslaved to our thought processes. Sometimes we're enslaved to our place or our time, right? I don't know if you have and have ever met someone that's such a workaholic, they really could come home. The ability to take off and everything. So Baruch Hashem, as a Jew, we have Shabbos. The whole, and the Shabbos is to say that we are not enslaved to the rest of the world. Right? The rest of the world says that you have to work 7 days a week. This was true many years ago, probably now almost close to 70, 80 years ago in America, right? Where people were told that if you didn't work on Shabbos, right, you wouldn't have panasta the rest of the week. And many of them actually fell salad to that. And people were told many things, right, that they weren't ever able to. If you don't do it the way of America, you'll never accomplish anything. You won't be able to. So what is Shabbos? Because Shabbos says, wait a second. No. You're telling me even America, and I know America has a history of slavery, but that's a different point. But in America, which is the freest country, and it's a golden Medina and it's everything, there's no such thing as slavery? Of course there is. There's slavery to concepts. Right? Chas v'shalom, you should act this way, right? That makes you so un-American, you know, it's so embarrassing, you know, you're so backward, you're so prehistoric. It's such an amazing thing how enlightened people always attack the people who stick to their principles as being, you know, backwards, while their whole push is whatever's fashionable those days at the moment of the time. So that's that aspect, that reality is phenomenal. So we, Klai Yisrael goes and says, you know what? You think we're restricted by our own house? We'll go out on sukkah. You think we're restricted by the 7 day work week? No, we're going to work. We're not going to leave work one day and we'll still succeed, right? You think we're restricted by a place? We're not restricted by a place. We have a basic connection. We have a malkum. We learn the Torah and we're connected. So we say, Shalaisani of it. We approach the whole reality of the world. We approach the whole world in a thing of that, wait a second. You guys believe that this is the way it goes. This is the nature and this is how it's going to be, whether it's science, whether it's the workforce, whether it's how we dress and everything. And we believe that that's all slavery. Your slavery to whatever word you want to use. You don't have your own free ideas. The Torah comes and tells you that on the contrary, you want to be never Hashem. That you know what that creates? Banim atem Hashem, Mokom, the place of where Hashem is residing, where God is residing with you. So we get up every morning and say, Baruch Shalai Sani Oved. Now, that's Shalai Sani Oved. Shalai Sani Isha. So it's very dangerous for me to give a class about Shalai Sani Isha as a man to a bunch of women. So I'm going to try to keep it as short as possible, but I will tell you that I'm going to read something that's very powerful. But let's just start with the man side first. So the man side, Shalai Sani Isha, the man has two things that women don't have, right? That are very much a aspect of the male side. Number one is they always have the test of their, of their what's called shomer abris, the sign of the abris, which means they have to protect themselves as a man from not doing negative things with their male member. That's number one. And number two is bittul Torah. Those are two big struggles that men have that women are not obligated. So we'd say, so why are we making a bracha shalai san isha? Why should we say that shalai san isha? And I think the answer is, and we'll see in the bracha of the women, is because for the man, it would be improper for them not to recognize the fact that they were given these challenges. And so if every morning, right, we recognize that we have these two challenges that women don't have. I'm not saying women don't have their challenges. They have plenty of it. But these are very specific. So what we're saying, Shalai San Isha, is that we should have to remind ourselves, we have to actually remind ourselves as men that we're not created as women. It sounds funny in a certain way, but in the world we live in nowadays, it doesn't even seem so funny, because what the world's telling us nowadays is it's this identity, right? There's no difference between men and women, which is crazy. It's ludicrous. Anyone knows a man and anyone knows a woman will understand that a man is different than a woman. And a man has the challenges that a woman doesn't have. A woman has challenges that a man don't have. But our job as a man is to start off and understand that once I have these tests, once I have these nisoyans, so the concept of that Hashem command us to do something is better than if we're not commanded to do something. So we say, Baruch Hashem, you gave us these tests and everything. It's also an aspect of the concept of the blessing that we do Bris Milah. But it's important to quote the Chidah. The Chidah says here, and this is going to tie into right? The Chidah writes here something very fascinating. He says, Barvere, you should know, come and see that Nashim are Kroivus Yoselam Abba Manashim. Right? That the women are innately closer to Alam Haba than men. And one of the proofs that he brings down is that the Rizal says there's very few women that are Gigulim, that are reincarnated. Right? There's a concept that Rizal said that many Gigulim, that many Neshamas nowadays are all Gigulim, or reincarnated souls. But that's true by men. It's not as true by women. Right? And the reason that's so is because women have a special character to them. And it's a fascinating character. But if you've been married to a man, you know this more true than I'm going to say it, but it's 100% true, which is that women have always, they always have to be involved in themselves. They also have to like nullify stuff. They marry a guy. The guy thinks he's the greatest guy in the history of the world, right? Half the time, the woman's doing most of the work, and she sits there. And then the husband comes home with this big idea, and you know, and the wife says, "Okay." And I don't mean this in like a negative way. I mean this in a very positive way, right? Which is that the concept of a woman is that ani tefila, that their aspect of them is that they give up on them. They give up themselves for the greater good, right? Any mother raised a child understands that they give up, besides their nights, they actually give up the actual physical body to have a child, right? And if they didn't give up their, actually even the physical body, they wouldn't be able to have a child. So the innately they are that. Why is that Isa Kiritsoina? Why? It's because the ultimate expression of connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate expression of what Klal Yisrael itself is a feminine aspect of the world, is that, right, that in order for me to be part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan, in order for me not to be an Eved, a slave to my own desires, or a slave to my own thought processes and everything, the first thing I gotta do is I gotta let in something. So for women, it's literally they let in the husband, but they also have to let in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They let in. So the way that they are expression of everything they do is Isaac HaTzana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is how you made me. This is how you want me to be. That's what I'm going to be. That aspect of them is what is the understanding of the koyach of everything a woman is. It's the understanding of how she is able to innately daven for something beyond, innately to believe in the koach ha'tefila. A man has to get through his head every day and says, by the way, you're a man, don't forget that, and you have issues, and you need to figure out these issues, and you got to overcome them, and you need to do something. That's what men do. A woman just has to get up in the morning and understand. She said, Hashem, today's the day, whatever you bring, I'm ready to do it. The same thing I have to deal with my husband, she can come home with her, his narishkeit. So the world comes at me, and I'm capable. You know why? Because number one, I'm a shloya sani guy. Number two, shloya sani of it. So you didn't make me, I'm not a slave to any of these narishkeits and any of these things. You know why I'm not a slave to any of these things? Because my mitzvah, my reality, I do what your will is. Right? It sounds maybe simple. It's not simple to do. It sounds maybe like it's not as heroic, as knighting, as, you know, I'm going to overcome my nisayon. That might be true, but it really isn't. The other concept, the chidah says, karov to Elam Haba, Me'an Nashir. Arrive ain't a bomb with Gilgal. Not like the Rizal says. Majority of them don't have to even be incarnate. You know why? Because when you do what you're supposed to do, when you don't get distracted, we don't get enslaved by the geisha world out there, or by the slavery of people's ideas and concepts that are nothing more than that. They're nothing more than this, what other people, the flow of the crowd, you go by it, because I'm rooted in the Isakir Tzayna, then my rest of my davening is Anit Fila. I am whatever you want Hashem me to be. I'm a mother to my children. I'm a wife to my spouse. I'm a community member. I am who I am based on everything that you've made me to be. The beauty of the Jewish nation is when we break through the banim atem, right? When we break through the avdas and we come to Hashem as an eved Hashem, we finally, the whole Jewish nation says, whoa, Hashem, if we let you into my life, right? If I can say Isaac Tzayna, right? If I let you in to my life, what I see greater things. The Shifra sees greater things than a Navi, because that's the role of Tefillah. That's the role. So we start off with these brachas, and we'll continue next week on the rest of the brachas, on the more brachas. But the aspect of, we wake up in the morning and we just thank Hashem that we don't get stuck in the way of the world. We don't get stuck in the slaved ideas, the old ideas of what is right and wrong, that's not Torah based and not true freedom. And if that's true, then we end up realizing when we say the Baruch Hashem Tzayna, what we're saying is that Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you made me as someone that's able to receive Kedusha, receive you, and in that I have Simcha, and then because of that, I'm not going to get stuck with Shalai Sani Goy, Shalai Sani Oved, and the Lacha actually is, if you say Shalai Sani Isha, you say Shalai Sani Sani, you don't have to go back and say the other brachas. That's because it's a build up to this bracha. Have a great night, everyone.